we're creating a new economy here, and it has nothing to do with bitcoins. It has to do with a natural systems that you can actually take an acre and create a new economy. And that's what we're actually doing right here.
That's Jerome Osentowski, founder of the Colorado Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute and host of KDNK's Living Permaculture. At the 2018 R Day Summit, Osentowski joined a panel of local farmers and ranchers and entrepreneurs to express the importance of building healthy soils that not only sequester carbon and store moisture, but fuel the foundation for life.
Regenerative agriculture can actually do so much more good than just harm. It can actually turn it around, and all of our leading scientists are telling us that our most promising solutions for reversing the effects of greenhouse gas emissions and climate change rest in regenerative agriculture.
Eden Vardy, founder and director of the Farm Collaborative, formerly known as Aspen Tree, spoke to the immediate impacts of our food system on the environment.
There was a report that recently came out by the World Resource Institute that measured all the global carbon emissions from all the different sectors. On that report, agriculture was about 13.5% of all greenhouse gas emissions. That it measured separately land use change, which is predominantly agriculture. It measured separately transportation, which is a substantial portion of which is to transport our goods to and from market. It measured separately chemical and fertilizer manufacturing, which is essentially entirely around agriculture. And it measured separately manufacturing, refrigeration, storage, construction of the infrastructure that we have to support our food system, and then the food waste that comes from the food system. When we put all those elements together, our global food system today and the way that we relate to food accounts for more than 50% of all global greenhouse gas emissions. The way I see it, food is kind of the basis of culture, right? It's our third fundamental need after air and water. We don't have a tremendous amount of creativity around the air and water, but when it comes to food, it's where we can kind of deliver a little bit of creativity into the equation. So to me, it's kind of the foundation of culture. So another way to say that is the foundation of our culture today is the leading cause of our challenges globally.
Jeremy Landau, co-author of Regenerative Enterprise, spoke to the role of new technologies in achieving a sustainable relationship with the Earth.
Technology of a variety of different sorts is being used to gather information that we all used to understand more intuitively because it was a part of our culture as humans who lived a little bit closer to the Earth. And so to me it's very exciting to sort of have this moment where technology and the technosphere is being grounded back in literally to the soil, where we can correlate soil moisture, soil connectivity, mycelial growth to the soil organic carbon and carbon sequestration rates. And what we're really working on at Regen Network is being able to create a new economy of value based on regenerating living systems. We have to crack the code for local food security, biodiversity, healthy systems. There's a much more diversified economy, and that simply cannot be accounted for with a current petrodollar economy. It simply can't be accounted for when we have massive subsidies, you know, flowing through back rooms that sort of mask the true cost of what's happening. You know, I guarantee the amount of abundance and food and monetary resources being generated by Jerome's, you know, couple of acres in the high desert dwarfs an acre of what is considered to be the most productive farmland in the world in Iowa.
The message was clear. Addressing the root of our current environmental challenges depends on restoring balance to our most basic way of relating to the earth, food. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.